There will be plenty of pink worn throughout TCF Bank Stadium on Sunday. A day the Vikings and the NFL celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But the day and the month takes on a special meaning for one Viking. Miami is known for its beauty. The weather, ocean views, and sandy beaches. But Teddy Bridgewater saw a different side of the city.
I grew up in the inner city of Miami, Florida, and it was a pretty competitive neighborhood where you had to play sports to be someone, basically. And sports was my way of, you know, gaining my identity. I played baseball, basketball, and football, and throughout the years I grew up playing for Bunch Park. And you know, it was very competitive as a child. You see kids who are 6 years old playing in advanced groups with 10-year-olds. So growing up there just taught me to always compete in everything you do. And it just gave me a great work ethic.
While the inner city of Miami was never easy, there was a daily inspiration he saw to keep pushing forward.
I'm watching my mom work her job. She's going on her 27th year. So watching her, you know, work the same job for 27 years, it taught me consistency. So each thing, you know, each lesson or each experience has become a life lesson to me. So growing up in Miami has been very beneficial to me. And it's just helped shape me into the person I am today.
But in 2007, the Bridgewater family had a hurdle to overcome.
That was very difficult. Just because I was the last child in the house at the time, and I didn't know how to handle it. But I know that it taught me many lessons. It taught me, you know, to always have faith in everything you do. So, you know, that entire process for her, it was difficult seeing her go through it with her losing her hair or her fingernails turning black. So there were times where she would be weak, and I just, you know, it taught me that I had to find a purpose in life, and watching her experience that, it gave me my purpose.
Being diagnosed with cancer, it just entered my mind, like, are you gonna die? And, you know, what is next? And, you know, but eventually you get a grip of yourself and you have to deal with it.
Rose Murphy had many supporters there to help her get through each day. And that included a loyal 14-year-old who never left his mom's side.
My mom has just been someone who's been through a lot. And I've been by her side to witness everything that she's been through. And she remained by my side through it all. So that's why our relationship is so unique and our bond is so tight, because you know, we both almost share the same experiences. Hers being a health issue and mine just being sports related. So her and I, we both just relate in a certain way, and that's why our bond is so unique.
Through the adversities and obstacles, Rose and the Bridgewater family were able to prosper and find a way to beat cancer and escape the tough side of Miami. Now, a proud mom is able to cheer on her son while he lives out a lifelong dream of playing in the NFL.
See her in the stands smiling, and for her to see me out there taking my first snap and my dream coming true, it feels surreal.
Compared to 2007, it looks amazing. It's incredible, because not knowing whether you're gonna live or die from one chemo session to the other, and just to be able to, the will to live was greater than the cancer itself.
We can finally say that, you know, the NFL is here and my family is happy, but you know, my mom just brought me up a different type of way of just always continuing to work. And that's gonna be my mindset for the rest of my life, just continue to work hard and have faith in everything I do.